Hi Alan, we're here at Salisbury and Street.
Thank you.
And you're the owner of the business.
Yes.
And a chemist.
A pharmacist, yes.
Pharmacist. Yes. How do you think it's important that you use maths in your role?
I think it's very important because we have to have, say, a percentage on discounts for sales, so the staff need to know if you're selling it out at 30% or 50%, how much the price comes down by. You also use it for markup, so when you get the cost of the product, you need to say add on 50%, 70%, 30%, 100%. So they then need to know the starting price and how to add that 100% on. Also, with the GST, retail price plus 10% GST is the actual sale, and that 10% has got to go to the government. So it has to be correct as everything's going through the till. We add all those GST ups over 3 months and send that money to the government. Or cost price. When I pay all my bills, for example, I maybe say get $1,500 worth of Longcomb. I send a cheque for $1,500, but I have to then claim the GST back from the government, so I need to work out the GST. So I divide by 11, which then gives me 11 portions. So you get 10 portions is the cost, and the other 11th portion is the GST, which is only 10%.
Do you work that out manually, or do you have an accountant that does that financial business for you, Alan?
That part, I work all the GST components by dividing the figure I'm paying in my cheque by 11 and write it on the cheque, but then my accountant adds all those amounts of GST that I claim, plus then all the amounts of GST I must pay. So my accountant does all that for me. It's it's quite sort of complicated and time-consuming. Yeah. What else? Medications, for example, the doctor could write 0.25 milligrams dose for a patient. So, however, we may only have 1 milligram tablets. So then my staff need to know that 0.25 milligram is a quarter of a 1 milligram tablet. They're all checked by the pharmacist anyway, but they need to know to start to do it, and then I check it.
Yeah, so converting fractions to decimals and decimals back to fractions are really important for distributing your medications.
Yeah, that's right, to get the correct dose to the correct patient and everything, so it has to be correct. Also, a doctor might write a dose of 300 milligrams for a patient, say, three times a day, but the syrups only come in 250 milligrams and 5 mil. So then I have to do a calculation, so 250 milligrams and 5 mil, divide that by 5, equals 50 milligrams per mil. So therefore to get 300 milligrams, you divide the 300 milligrams by 50, and that's times 1 mil, gives you a total of 6 mil. So then I tell the patient 6 mils 3 times a day. It'd be too hard to tell the patient, there's a 250 milligram in 5 mil bottle, take 300 milligrams. You have to tell them 6 mils 3 times a day.
And it's really important you get that right for the patient's health and safety, isn't it?
Well, that's right, especially with some medications which have a very narrow
margin for error.
Very narrow therapeutic sort of index. Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much for your time, Alan.
That's all right, yeah. I hope it comes.